兄姊妹平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
请我们一同打开新约圣经希伯来书。
Please turn to Hebrews in the New Testament.
第七章十六节。
7:16.
新约圣经的希伯来书第七章第十六节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 16.
找到了，请我们一起来读。
Let's read together. One who has become a priest, not on the basis of the regulation as to his ancestry, but on the basis of the power of an indestructible life.
我们再读第五章第十三节到第十四节。
We'll read chapter 5, 13 and 14.Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness.
As knowledge food is for the mature,
who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
就能分辨好歹了。再请翻到哥罗西书第三章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章第三节到第四节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 4.
第哥罗西书三章第三节第四节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 and 4.
因为你们已经死了 and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。再请翻到约翰福音第四章。
Please turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章第二十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 24.
约翰福音四章二十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
第六章六十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 63.
The spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing.
The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life.
就是生命。让我们继续低头，有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因着信心，我们来到你荣耀的同在里面。
It's by faith we come into your glorious presence.
你的仆人们在这边，在你的面前来侍立。
All your servants stand before you.
我们求你的宝血再次来遮盖这个地方。
We ask your blood to cover this place.
我们愿你的圣灵再来充满这个地方。
May your spirit fill this place.
我们要把我们自己的鞋脱下来。
We want to take off ourselves.
我们把一切不属于你的、不出于你的都拒之门外。
All those that doesn't belong to you, Lord, will leave it outside this door.
我们等候你来亲自对我们说话。
Lord, we await you to speak to us.
因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
For your word is life, is spirit.
我们愿意今天早上再次一同来到你面前来蒙受这个恩典。
This morning, may we come receive this blessing.
主，我们再次谦卑到你的跟前来。
Lord, humbly we come before you.
你的仆人静听。
Your servants stand before you.
请你来说话。
Please speak.
我们把一切荣耀感谢都归给你。
We'll give you all glory and thanksgiving.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 刚才我们读过的希伯来书七章十六节告诉我们一件事情。
In Hebrews 7:16, it tells us one thing.
他说到我们的主耶稣基督，他成为祭司，不是照着属肉体的条例。
It says that the Lord Jesus Christ had become a priest, not on the basis of a regulation.
乃是照着无穷生命的大能。
But on the basis of the power of an indestructible life.
如果我们了解旧约圣经的话，
If you will understand the Old Testament,
我们知道以色列人他们能够来到神面前服事是有条例的。
We know it is by regulation that the Jews can come and serve the Lord.
不是每一个人都可以到神面前来服事他的。
Not everyone can come and serve him.
我们知道只有利未这个支派的人是蒙拣选可以在圣殿里边来服侍他的。
Only the tribe of Levites they can come into the temple and serve the Lord.
我们知道只有亚伦和他的后裔才能够成为祭司来服侍我们。
And only Aaron and his offsprings can become the priest.
所以如果在这个肉体的条例里边呢，我们的主呢，他就没有这个资格来做祭司来服侍神。
So if it's based on the regulation of ancestry, then our Lord Jesus Christ cannot become a priest.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
他是神的独生爱子。
He is the Son of God.
只有他有这个资格能够来服侍这位永生神。
Only He has the privilege to serve the eternal God.
所以我们的神就照着麦基洗德的等次，照着另外一个等次，立他为永远的祭司。
So it is by the class of Melchizedek that He served the Lord.
而且呢，他是照着他的生命的无穷生命的大能来做祭司。
And it's by an indestructible life He has become a priest.
我知道我们这边弟兄姊妹、弟兄们最近在一直在交通属灵生、为主而活这件事情。
I know recently the brothers and sisters here have been sharing about to live for God.
谈到为主而生活这件事情的本质就是来服侍我们的神。
To live for God is to serve Him daily.
那我们的服侍的根据是什么呢？
Based on what do we serve him?
我们今天也生活在新约的时代。
Today we're living in the time of New Testament.
我们不是肉身，不是犹太人。
By our flesh, we are not Jews.
按着肉体的条例，我们也没有资格来服侍我们的神。
By the regulation, we do not have the privilege to serve him.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着耶稣基督为我们受死，完成了这个救赎。
Because Jesus Christ had died for us and accomplished the salvation.
他把他自己那无穷的生命赐给了我们。
He had given us his indestructible life.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的儿女，我们都有这个资格来做祭司。来服侍我们的主。
So all brothers and sisters who have been saved, they all have the privilege to serve him and to become a priest.
我们用什么来服侍我们的主呢？
What do we use to serve him?
我们是不是只是用我们这个天然的才能，用我们的才干来服侍我们的主呢？
Is it by our natural ability that we serve our Lord?
我知道，我们知道很多弟兄姊妹，我们一信主了以后，我们就有很大的热心要来服侍我们的神。
We know once we're saved, many brothers and sisters have a lot of zeal that they want to serve the Lord.
我们愿意用我们神所给我们的这个恩赐来服侍我们的神。
We want to use the gifts the Lord has given us to serve Him.
但是，往往是过了一段时间以后呢，我们会有这样的一个经历。
But often after a period of time had passed, we have such experience.
我们慢慢发现，我们有些时候很用力、热心在那边服侍的时候，好像我们看不见什么样的果效。
That sometimes when we strive, that we try really hard, but we do not see much result.
而且在很多的时候，好像我们不但没有让神的旨意成就，好像在那里拦阻了神的工作。
And in addition, not only we did not accomplish His work, but we also interfered with His work.
这个就是因为我们没有照着在我们里面的这个生命。来服侍我们的神。
And this is because we did not serve him according to the life within us.
真正的服侍神是用我们的神给我们的这个永生这个生命来服侍我们的神。
True ministry is based on the indestructible life that's within us.
而且是照着这个生命的大能。
And it's by the power of this life.
我们知道这个能力呢，它不是在这个生命以外的一样东西。
We know this power is not without this. It's not without this life.
今天很多的人为着服侍的缘故呢，愿意到主面前来求能力。
Today, many people, for the sake of serving the Lord, they want to come and ask the Lord for abilities.
不知不觉，我们就觉得这个能力这个东西呢，好像是在这个生命以外的一个东西，是可以去来求的。
And often we think ability is something that's outside of this life, so something we can ask separately.
但是圣经告诉我们说，有了这个生命，这个生命本身就有这个能力。
But the Bible tells us, once we have this life, the power within this life is given to us.
因为这个生命呢，不是这个肉身的生命。
For this life is not within our flesh.
不是可朽坏的生命。
It's not a destructible one.
也不是软弱的生命。
It's not a weak one.
这是一个无穷的生命。
It's an indestructible one.
是存到永远的，是主耶稣基督自己的生命。
It's a life forevermore. It's a life of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要把我们的这个注意力呢，要放在生命的上面。
So we need to pay attention to this life.
刚才我们读到哥罗西书的这一节圣经告诉我们。
Earlier we read about Colossians.
说基督就是我们的生命。
It says Christ is our life.
所以这是一件非常荣耀的事情。
It's a glorious matter.
因为神不是把生命当作一个在基督以外的一个东西送给我们。
For this life is not given us outside of Jesus Christ.
神把基督自己作为生命赐给了我们。
Jesus Christ himself being the life has been given to us.
所以不是说耶稣在我们里边做我们，不是说耶稣把生命当作礼物给我们。
So this life is not a gift that Jesus Christ had given to us.
而是他把他自己放在我们的里面来做我们的生命。
but instead he has placed himself into us and be our life.
从这个角度去看的话，你就知道所有的这个能力、生命的属性，这些灵里边的恩赐，这些呢都是跟着这个生命来到我们的里面。
From this point of view, then you understand that all the power, all the characteristic, all the special quality of this life has been given to us already.
所以非常重要的就是它是一个有位格的。
So it is important to know that his life has certain characters.
它是一个 person.
That he is a person.
它不是一个东西，它不是只是一个 object.
This life is not an object; it's a person.
我们要认识到这一点呢，对我们属灵的，对我们属灵生命的成长呢，有非常重要的关系。
To understand this is important for the growth of our spiritual life.
跟我们怎么样子能够为神而活有很大的关系。
It matters much to how we live for Christ.
有一个真实的故事。
There was a story, a true occurrence.
尼托生弟兄呢，有一次遇见了这么一位弟兄。
Our brother Ni once had met a brother.
这位弟兄来跟他说呢，他是一位英国的弟兄。
This brother is from England.
他说他有去远东那边工作了两三年。
And this brother had went to the Far East and ministered for two, 3 years.
然后回到家里边呢，发现他的妻子跟他最好的朋友就带着他的两个孩子呢，就离开了他。
And when he went home to England, he found out that his wife had left him with two children.
那这位弟兄发现他失去了他的妻子，失去了他的孩子，失去了他最好的朋友。
And the wife left him for his best friend, so all of a sudden he lost his wife, his children, and his best friend.
那他知道呢，他的心里头呢，作为一个基督徒呢，应该赦免他的这位朋友和他的妻子。
In his heart as a Christian,he knows he needs to forgive his wife and his best friend.
但是我们知道，如果把我们自己放在那个地位的话，我们的心里头会是一种什么样的一种光景
？But you can also imagine if you were him, how you would feel inside.
他说这几年来呢，我一直是心里边充满了恨，我一直是流泪在那边痛苦。
He told Brother Ni that for many years that his heart was filled with hatred, filled with sorrow.
他说但是我知道，作为一个基督徒，作为一个认识主的人，我应该赦免我的仇敌，我应该赦免他们。
But he said, as a Christian, I know I should forgive them.
但是无论我怎么样子做，我都没有办法赦免他们。
But no matter how I try, I couldn't forgive them.
他说我怎么办
？What do I do?
尼弟兄就跟他说，你就不要做什么。
And the brother told him, then stop trying.
他说，到底是怎么回事？我要是不做什么，是不是我就继续来恨他们呢
？And he was confused. He said, so if I stop trying, does that mean that I continue hating them?
尼弟兄就跟他讲。不是的，是因为主耶稣基督在十字架上，当他对付你的罪，带走你的罪的时候，对付你的罪的时候。
And brother Ni said, that's not the case. But instead, it was when Christ was on the cross.
当他解决了你罪的问题的时候。
When he solved the problem of your sins.
他也同时把你这个人完全的给解决了。
He also solved the problem of you as a person.
所以我们的旧人，我们的原来的这个人已经死了。
So our old self, it has died.
哥罗西书三章告诉我们说，我们的旧人已经与基督一同死了。我们已经死了，是一个完成时态，是一个已经成就的事实。
Colossians 3 tells us that our old self had died. It's complete. It died already.
所以你这个死人就不用再去努力的去再做什么了。
And the dead person cannot strive anymore. Cannot
try to do anything. 一个死人能做什么呢
？What can a dead person do?
你怎么能够期待一个死人去活呢？
How can you expect a dead person to live?
一个死人怎么能够原谅别人呢
？A dead person cannot forgive others.
一个死人怎么能够去爱别人呢
？A dead person cannot love either.
我们的主在十字架上不再是替你死，带着你一同死。
On the cross, our Lord does not only die for you, but He died with you.
而且他把他自己荣耀的生命，这个可以赦免人、可以爱人的这个生命。已经赐给了你
But he has given a life, a forgiving life to you.
所以是主在你的里面生活
So it is Lord who lives in you.
不是你可以赦免人
It is not you who can forgive others.
是主在你的里面，他要来可以来赦免
But it is the Lord that's in you, he can forgive.
有些时候我们，尤其是在波饼聚会的里面，听弟兄姊妹我们一同在神面前的这个祷告
Many times I listen to prayers during the worship time.
我们的弟兄姊妹很多的时候在神面前痛悔。
Many brothers and sisters repent before the Lord.
当我们看见我们自己的时候，我们觉得我们是这样的贫穷。
When we see ourselves, we see how we are poor.
那我特别非常感动的，我们有弟兄姊妹一直在那边说，神啊，我没有爱，我真的没有爱，我真是什么都没有。
And it truly touched me that many brothers and sisters confessed before the Lord that, Lord, we do not have any love, we have nothing.
这个就是我们的本相。
That's our true self.
但是不要忘记，我们的神他就是爱。
But let's not forget that our Lord, He is love.
爱不是一个感觉。
Love is not a feeling.
爱也不是一个特别奇妙的一个能力。
Love is not a power, it's not an ability.
爱就是神他自己的生命。
Love is God's life.
所以神把他自己放在我们里边的时候，我们不要忽略，我们每一个人，每一个重生得救的基督徒，我们都有这个爱。
So let's not forget God has placed himself in us, that we have his love.
所以这是我们对属灵生命这件事情，我们要有一个很清楚的认识。
This is something that we need to have a clear understanding of.
今天我们基督徒在地上蒙恩得救以后，我们要做见证，我们要服侍神。
Today, as we live on this earth, we want to serve Him, we want to testify for Him.
我们不能来靠着我们自己的努力，靠着我们的人的这个热心。
It is not by our effort nor by our zeal.
我们也不是去靠着一些规条，
It's not,
守一些规矩。
Nor is it by some regulations.
所以要认识到属灵生命的重要。
But we need to know the importance of this life.
我们知道这个生命非常的丰富。
We know how abundant this life is.
那我就想提两点，我想提到两点非常重要的点呢，希望我们能够一开始，尤其是有初信的弟兄姊妹，一开始就有一个清楚的认识。
We want to mention two aspects of this love, especially for brothers and sisters who have just believed, so that we can all have a clear understanding.
我们要知道耶稣基督在我们里边做我们的生命，这个生命呢是一个灵。
First, we need to know that this life within us, this life is a spirit.
刚才我们读的约翰福音第四章那边，主耶稣告诉我们说，神是个灵。
In John 4, it tells us God is spirit.
然后第六章跟我们说呢，肉体是无益的。
It's a flesh is in vain.
叫人活的是灵，肉体是无益的。
What causes to be alive is spirit. It's not flesh.
这一点呢，我们一定要靠着主的恩典呢，能够在属灵上头能够明白，在心里头能够明白。
By God's grace, we need to have a clear understanding of it.
所以我们今天在地上过一个基督徒的生活的时候，
So today as we live out the life as Christians,
我们不是在用我们的魂在这边和我们的身体来使劲。
It's not by our soul, by our flesh that we strive for the Lord.
我们不是靠我们的思想，我们可以明白神的话语。
It's not by our own thoughts that we can understand God's words.
我们也不是靠我们的这个感情啊来去打动人。
Nor is it by our feelings, by our words that we move people.
我们更不是靠我们这个强的意志，我们可以做一个刚强得胜的基督徒。
Nor is it by our will that we try to be Christians.
我们也不是好像要把我们的身体都可以舍掉，我们去来服侍。我们不是靠这些外边的。
And it's not by sacrificing our flesh that we serve the Lord.
我们这个属灵的生命是一个灵的生命。
Our spiritual life is life of spirit.
所以这样的一个生命只能靠什么来生活呢？
So how can we live by such a life?
这样的一个生命只能是靠一个信心来生活。
To live out this life is through faith.
我们要能活出这个生命呢，不是靠着我们魂里头的这些感觉、这些意志和这些思想。
To live out this life is not by our thoughts, not by our soul.
而是靠着一个信心，我们在灵里边活在与主的亲密的连接的里头。
But it's by faith and through the Spirit that we live in Him.
我们知道在旧约里边还有一幅图画。
We know there's another picture presented to us in the Old Testament.
神叫摩西在旷野建的这个会幕。
That in the wilderness, God had instructed Moses to build this tabernacle.
我们知道当时神就借着这个会幕住在以色列人的中间。
And it's through this tabernacle that God dwelt in the midst of Israel.
那我们知道这个会幕呢，是我们主耶稣基督他道成肉身的一个预表。
We know this tabernacle represents Jesus Christ.
那从另外一个角度呢，也可以说呢，是在神的心意中间，他所要的人的一个样子。
In other words, it is also a picture of a perfect being, a perfect human being.
我们知道这个会幕啊，它是由三个部分组成的。
We know the tabernacle has three parts.
它有一个外院。
It has an outer court.
是露天的，是外面可以看得见。
It's an outer court that can be seen by the outside.
当然，它有这个院子把它围起来。
Even though it is surrounded on all sides.
我们知道在那个院子的当然有这个铜祭坛，有洗濯盆，然后呢就进到一个叫做会幕的一个地方，帐幕的一个地方。
But outside of this outer court there is a basin, a wash basin, and within there's an inner court.
有一个这样一个会幕呢，好像就是它有很多的这个帐幕啊，把它遮盖起来，所以没有人能够看见里边的东西。
And inside this inner court is surrounded by all sides with tents, so you cannot see what's inside.
所以这个外院呢，就好像是我们这个人的身体，我们这个人呢，可以被别人看得见、摸得着的这么一个部分。
So this outer part is like our flesh that can be touched, that can be seen by naked eyes.
这个会幕，这个帐幕呢，就好像是我们这个人的里面，我们里边的这一部分，我们的魂，还有我们最深处的那个灵。
But the tabernacle which is within is our soul, is our spirit within.
去年夏令会的时候，弟兄姊妹要是听过 Frankie 弟兄的讲道的话，他提到这个圣所里边的这三个方面。
Last year, if you remember from the summer conference, Brother Frankie talked about the holy of the holy,
the holy place,
the holy place.
那就是代表我们这个人的魂。
The holy place that represents our soul.
然后在最深处呢，有一个地方呢，被称为至圣所。
And within the holy place, there's a holy of holy.
我们知道那个地方是我们的神，居住的地方。
And you know, in holy of holy, our God dwells.
他在施恩座上，在那个约柜的施恩座上呢，与神与他的仆人来会面。
It's by His throne grace that He sees His servant.
所以我们要注意，在我们神所赐给我们的生命，神做我们的生命，在我们的里头，他在我们的什么地方呢？
So we need to know where is God in our life, is in our heart.
是在我们心的最深处。
It's in the depth, in the deepest part of our heart.
是在我们的灵里头。
It is in our spirit.
所以这是一点呢，希望大家能够。能够知道。
So this is something that all should know.
因着我们的生命是一个属灵的生命。
Because our life is a life of spirit.
所以我们不能用我们的魂，用我们的身体呢，来过一个宗教的生活。
So it is not by our soul, by our flesh that we try to live a life of religious purity.
我们必须要靠我们的信心来过一个在灵里边与神同行、与神相交的生活。
But only by faith that in spirit that we can walk with God.
第二点，我们需要注意。
And secondly,
我们需要知道
that we need to know.
我们知道这一个生命，神所给我们这个生命是完全出于神的恩典。
That we need to know this life comes only from His grace.
跟我们自己的努力，跟我们自己的热心，跟我们自己的一种要求呢，可以说是没有什么关系。
It has nothing to do with our effort, our zeal, or our own self-requirement.
神说。他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁，要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。
God tells us that whoever He has mercy, He will have mercy.
所以不是说因为我们这个人行得好，或者我们这个人是一个好人，所以神就把这个生命赐给我们。
It is not because we are righteous or we are good that He gives us His life.
罗马书第九章第十六节那边说，不在乎定义的，也不在乎奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
Romans 9:16 says it does not depend on.Desire or effort, but by God's grace alone.
完全是神在他的恩典里边白白的把这个无价的宝贝当做礼物赐给了我们。
It's only by God's grace that He had given us such a precious gift.
为什么说这件事情重要呢？
Why is this important?
因为我们这个人呢，有一个天然的倾向。
Because we all have a natural tendency.
我们总是觉得我应该做点什么，我应该做点什么。
We all feel like we should do something.
尤其是在我们过这种追求属灵生命的这个长进的这件事上。
Especially as we are pursuing spiritual life.
我们不是在像刚才我们提到尼弟兄那个例子，我们不是在说那个弟兄就好像是多么与众不同。
As the example that I talked about with Brother Ni, it's not like that brother was any different.
我们每一个人都像他一样。
Everyone is like him.
我们不知不觉，我们就总是要用我们自己的力量，用我们自己的努力，好像就是我要做得更好一点，我才能够更属灵一点。
Without us even knowing it, all of us want to try to be better by ourselves.
我们有些时候经常用我们外边所取得的这个属灵的果效、属灵的成就呢，来衡量我这个人是不是属灵。
Often we measure ourselves based on the spirit, based on the result of our work.
有些时候我们没有办法与神来亲近。
Sometimes we can't be close to God.
不敢到神的面前来。
We do not dare to come before the Lord.
因为我们觉得我们自己还不够好。
Because we feel we are not good enough.
当然有些福音朋友还没有信主之前是这个样子。
Some of the brothers and sisters before they were believing, that's the way they were.
但是我不知道大家情形怎么样，我是觉得基督徒很多情况下也是一样。
But I think in many brothers and sisters, even after they have believed, they are still in the same condition.
尤其是那些爱主、愿意追求主的弟兄姊妹。
Especially those who love the Lord and who want to pursue after Him.
在这个问题上头，就更加容易遇到一些这方面的问题。
That in this matter, they are easily falling into this trap and face this problem.
我们 要做出一些事情来才觉得好像我可以有资格到神的面前来服侍他或者与他亲近。
We feel like only if we can accomplish something, then we have the privilege to come before him.
但是很多的时候，正是在我们取得了一些成就，我们服侍主有了一些果效了以后，你会发现好像那个东西会成为你到神面前来亲近他的一个拦阻。
But often it is after we have accomplished something, then that something has become an obstacle that interferes from coming to the Lord.
或者有些时候，我觉得我一定要做到某一点，我一定要把我的一个软弱给克服掉，我一定要在某方面做得好了以后呢，好像我才能够跟神过一个同行、亲密同行的生活。
And sometimes we feel like there's a standard that we have to reach, that there is certain mark that I have to reach before I can live a life with God.
我们知道在这一点上头，保罗是非常非常讲的话非常重的。
We know in this matter, Paul has some heavy words to say.
当时在他那个时代呢，有一些这种犹太的信徒呢，他们就来传一件事情，就是说，你要想属灵吗？你要受割礼。
In his time, that there were some Jews who preached the principle that you had to be circumcised before you can become a true Christian.
你要想属灵吗？你要必须在外边遵守犹太人的一些规矩、一些规条。
If you want to be spiritual, then you had to follow certain Jewish regulations.
这样的话，你外表看起来就很属灵了。
This way, you will look spiritual from outside.
保罗告诉我们说，一点一点、一点点的面酵呢，就能让全团都发起来。
And Paul told us, even a little bit of yeast, can.
Make the whole
bread leaven.
所以我们要特别在我们属灵生命的里面呢，我们要注意，不能让一点点的律法的这个守律法的这个思想呢，来成为我们属灵生命与神交通的这个阻碍。
So we need to be careful that not even a single thought of the regulation, that will become that interfere with our fellowship with the Lord.
你知道我自己还有一方面的体会。
And I have such an understanding.
有些时候，尤其是当我好像觉得神使用了我一点。
Sometimes when the Lord used me just a little bit.
然后我就对自己的期望就提高了很多。
Then I have high expectations for myself.
然后当我下次再去服侍的时候。
Then when I serve him again next time.
我以为神还会照着以前这样上一次那样子来使用。
And I thought the Lord will use me the same way as before.
后来发现没有这样子的。
Then I found out that he did not use me.
反而是里边出现了很多的这种枯干、这种黑暗的情形。
Then my heart become dry, it becomes dark.
那有些时候我就心里边就很气恼。
And sometimes I become depressed.
那我恨自己。
And angry, I hate myself.
我就觉得我做得不够好。
I feel I didn't do enough.
每每到那个时候，我跟神的这个亲密的交通就中断了。
And by that time, my fellowship with the Lord has stopped.
也是靠着神的怜悯。
But only by His mercy.
后来有一天，当我就是到神面前来寻求的时候，我说主啊，为什么会是这样子的时候
？That one day I come before him and ask him, why is it like this?
神告诉我说，与我同行这件事情完全在乎我的怜悯。
God had told me that in the matter of walking with me, it's only by my grace.
在属灵与主交通的这件事上头，你任何的努力都不能使你跟我更亲近。
In the matter of fellowshipping with me.It's only by my grace. There's nothing that by your effort that you can do.
这是为什么？当我们里边稍微有一点点被神使用，有点骄傲的时候，神就让我们遇见软弱，遇见失败。
It is when our hearts fill with pride when we accomplish something that we encounter failure.
当我们稍微愿意在外面做出更好的成就，在人面前有更好的这个反应的时候，神就要兴起环境来破碎我们。
When we desire effort, when we desire the result of the work of our hands.And this is when God had risen up environment to break it, to break us.
让我们看见我们这个属灵的生命的成长，我们与主的这个交通完全在乎发怜悯的神。
He wants us to see that in the matter of fellowshipping with Him, it is only by His grace.
这两点呢，一个是认识到我们这个生命是属灵的，还有呢，就是完全是神的恩典和怜悯，非常非常的重要。
So on one hand,
life is spiritual.
So the two aspects, life is spiritual, and it is only by His grace.
这是非常重要。
These are important matters.
我们可以回过头去看一下亚当和夏娃他们当时为什么失败。
We can look at the example of Adam and Eve.
当时神用地上的尘土制作了亚当。
From dust of the earth, God had created Adam.
然后神就把他的生命的气息吹到他的鼻孔里。
And He put His breath in him.
然后圣经告诉我们说，他就成了一个有灵的。活人
Then the Bible tells us he became a living spiritual being.
他就成了一个有魂的活人，有灵的活魂。
He has a spirit, a soul with a spirit.
我们知道那个时候神把他放在伊甸园里头，也给他了一个使命。
And God had placed him in the Garden of Eden and give him like a job.
让他修理看守。
That he is to watch over.
然后神给他有丰盛的预备，所有的树上的果子都可以吃。
He gave him abundant supplies. He can eat all the fruits from the tree.
然后神呢，在园当中放了两棵树。
But there are two trees. In the garden.
我们都知道一棵叫做生命树，一棵叫做分别善恶知识树。
It's a tree of life and tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那个时候你知道亚当他被造的时候呢，他有灵，他有魂，他有身体，他是一个完全的人。
You know, Adam at that time, he was a complete being. He had a spirit, he had a soul, and he had a body.
但是呢，那个时候呢，他还没有神的生命住在他的里头。
But even then, he did not have God's life dwell within him.
我们知道神造我们人呢，是做他的器皿的。
You know, God had made us to be His vessels.
这个器皿是用来盛装东西的。
This vessel is to contain something.
我们这个人呢是特别的创造，是用来盛装神自己的生命。
We are as vessel are to hold God's life.
但是那个时候呢，神的旨意在这方面呢还没有完成。
But even at that time, God's will was not completed.
但是亚当和夏娃呢，他们是有魂，他们是有灵、有魂、有身体的。
So even though Adam and Eve, they have the spirit, they have the soul, they have the body.
我们知道他们的灵是一个特别的部分，特别的器官呢，是用来跟神交通的。
And the spirit had a function of fellowshipping with God.
但我们后来知道夏娃遇见了试探。
And at the time, Eve encountered temptation.
神跟他们讲说不要吃那个善恶分别善恶树上的果子。
God told them not to take the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
神没有跟他们提生命树的事情。
God did not mention to them anything about the tree of life.
那这个时候仇敌呢就来试探夏娃。
And the temptation came from the enemy.
那我们知道后来夏娃呢就上了魔鬼的当，他就吃了这个果子，而且不但他吃呢，也给亚当吃了。
And we know that Eve then took the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and also Adam ate the same thing.
他们有神的话。
They had God's word.
就像我们今天有圣经一样
Just like what we have Bible today.
他们有灵有魂有身体
They have spirit, they have soul, they have body.
就像我们今天一样
Just like what we are today.
非常可惜的是呢，夏娃在受试探的时候呢，她没有用她的灵
Unfortunately, when Eve encountered a temptation, she did not exercise her spirit.
她没有说你等等看啊，我要跟神交通一下
She did not say, wait a minute, let me talk to God.
她用她的灵可以去问神
She could have used her spirit to talk to God.
那她也没有说你等等看啊，我要跟我的丈夫交通一下。
She did not say, wait a minute, let me talk to my husband.
你会发现亚当和夏娃他们好像对生命这件事情没有兴趣。
You will find out that Adam and Eve, they seem to have no understanding of life.
夏娃一开始被引诱的时候，亚当在哪里？圣经上没有说。
When Eve encountered temptation, the Bible did not tell us where was Adam.
我的一个猜测就是他可能去忙着去修理看守去了。
My own guess is that he was probably doing some yard work out there.
他是忙着去做工。
He was working.
因为神给他那么大个园子，也给他很大的能力，他的那个能力非常的强，我们知道。
Because it was a big garden, he also has a lot of abilities, and he's out there working.
因为我是以前做过一段这个野外的生物学 ，wildlife biology.
For a while, I was a wildlife biologist.
所以我知道到野外去管理那些生物啊，就是去研究那些生物是多么辛苦的一件事情。
So I know it's hard work to go out to the field.And to study wildlife.
那亚当呢？他很厉害，给所有的动物都起了名字。
We know Adam had enough ability that he named all the animals.
所以我们知道他并不是对神不忠心，他把神的托付也放在心上呢，他就忙着他的工作。
So we know he is faithful to God that he take heart of what God asked him to do.
但是他们两个都忽略了一件事情。
But both of them forget one thing.
他们忽略了这个生命树。
They forgot about the tree of life.
你有没有好奇说神为什么不给他们像讲？这个善恶树一样给他们讲这个生命树的事情
Have you ever wondered how come God didn't mention to them about tree of life just like he mentioned about tree of knowledge of good and evil
我们的神非常尊重我们这个他所给我们的这个自由选择
Our God he truly respects the free will he has given to us
他把我们造成了一个完全自由的人
He had made us a free being
他不会来强迫我们去做一个选择。
He will not force us to make a choice.
他甚至不会来引诱我们去做一个选择。
nor will he tempt us to make a decision,
make a choice. 这是这个原因的一个方面。
I think that's one aspect of it.
另外一个方面就是这个生命的树，这个生命呢是太宝贵。
On the other hand, I think that the tree of life is so precious.
我们知道这个生命树的生命呢，就是我们神自己的生命。
We know the tree of life represents God's own very life.
就是我们神儿子耶稣基督的生命。
It's the life of our God's Son, Jesus Christ.
这样的一个宝贝的事情，这样一个荣耀的事情。
Such a precious matter, such a glorious matter.
神已经把这个能力赐给了他们。
God has already given him all these abilities.
给了他们的灵，给了他们魂。
He has already given them the spirit and the soul.
神在等着他们来到他面前来询问。
He is waiting for them to come to him and ask him about the matter of life.
我们今天基督徒在地上生活也是一样。
Today it is the same in our life.
你有没有注意到神所赐给你的这个宝贵的生命在你的里头？
Have you noticed that precious life that he had given to you?
你有没有用你这个灵，重生得救的这个灵，跟住在你里边的神的灵，圣灵有亲密的交通？
Have you used the spirit within you to fellowship with the Holy Spirit?
你有没有在遇见事情的时候，先回到神面前来与他交通？
When you encounter matters, do you fellowship with him before you make any decisions?
还是你只是忙于外面的工作？
Or are you so busy with the outside work?
当你遇见事情的时候，只是想办法用自己的魂，用自己的思想，用自己的意志和情感去解决那个问题。
That when you encounter problems, you use your abilities, you use your emotions, your feelings, try to solve those problems.
我们知道那是很危险的一条道路。
We know that's a dangerous way.
因为撒旦他懂得我们怎么样子来欺骗我们的魂。
For Satan knows how to deceive our soul.
什么时候我们忽略了我们灵里边与神的同行和与神的交通？
Whenever we forget to walk with him in our spirit.
什么时候我们不愿意到神面前来询问的时候？
Whenever we refuse to come and inquire of him in our spirit.
什么时候我们只仅仅凭着自己的热心，用我们的魂来服侍的时候？
Whenever we serve only by our zeal and our ability.
我们要小心。
Then we need to be careful.
所以那个时候夏娃她就用她的魂来看这个果子，越看越好看，越看越好吃。
So at the time, Eve took hold of the fruit, and the more she looked at it, the more beautiful they seemed.
她用她的眼睛，用她的思想，用她的情感。
With her flesh, with her soul, with her feelings.
最后，她就用她的意志来做了个决定，就是我要吃。
Then it's in her soul that she made a decision that she will eat.
我们知道这个吃的结果。
We know the result of of her eating the fruit.
我还想说两句关于这个分别善恶树这个问题。
I would like to mention a couple more things about the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那我们在传福音，尤其是在传福音的时候，
especially in the matter of sharing the gospel.
很多福音朋友就会说到这一点。那知道分别善恻有什么不好呢？
Many people had asked, why is it bad to know, to have the knowledge of good and evil?
神为什么害怕我们能够知道善恻呢？
Why is God afraid that we know of the knowledge of good and evil?
我们特别要知道这个分别善恻的这个知识树啊。
We need to know that this tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那个知道呢，是一个用我们感官、用我们的经历去得到的一个知道。
That knowing, that knowledge is the knowledge based on our flesh and our soul.
Experience.
And our experience.
是要用我们的魂去知道。
Is to know by our soul.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这就是说你必须要去做出来，你必须要去经历到。你才能够你就知道什么是善，什么是恶。
That means that only by doing it, only by experiencing it, then we gain that knowledge of good and evil.
所以撒旦在那边用一个说你就可以像神了这么一个诱惑呢，来引诱他吃了这个果子。
So the temptation presented by Satan was that you would be like God.
所以呢，他就受了这个诱惑，就吃了这个果子。
And by that temptation, she ate of that fruit.
所以他就知道了善恶。
And she knows of good and evil.
你知道这个知道哈，是靠着这个经验来知道的。
You know that knowing is by experience.
所以从那个时候开始，他马上就经历到了，他们体验到了什么叫做恶。
So only by that experience, they feel the evil.
所以这个罪呢，就进到他们的里面去了。
And sins enter into their heart.
所以他们就成为罪人。
And they become sinners.
他们马上就与神隔绝。
And all of a sudden, they are separated from God.
因为神说那个吃的日子呢，你就要死。
For God had told them, the day you took that fruit, you will die.
那我们知道，从他吃的那个时刻呢，他在神面前，他的灵向着神就死掉。
And from that moment on, their spirit would die to God.
这个死并不是说他就消失掉了。
This death does not mean that they disappear from this world.
这个死呢是表示他与神隔绝，他这个灵从此跟神之间这个功用就失去了。
But this death represents the separation from God.
那神是不是不让我们来分辨善恶呢？
So does God not wanting us to know what's good and what's evil?
刚才我们读到希伯来书第五章那个地方
Hebrew chapter 5 tells us
告诉我们说一件事情
It tells us one thing
神赐给我们这个生命是要让我们用这个生命来分辨善恶
God has given us life and it's by this life that we'll know what's good and what's evil
当我们吃了这个生命树的果子当我们生命长大了以后呢这个生命里面有一个能力让我们能够分辨善恶
When we take the fruit from the tree of life as this life grows then by that life we'll know what's good and what's evil
那个时候那个地方用的词叫做分辨善恶不是知道善恶而是分辨善恶
So here it says, so it's not to know what's good and evil, but to discern what's good and evil.
这个分辨这件事情呢，跟这个知道呢，它是不一样的。
To learn and to discern are two different matters.
这个分辨它重在分开，重在把这个善和恶分开。
To discern is to distinguish, to separate what's good and what's evil.
所以保罗告诉我们说，要凡事查验。
So Paul tells us to examine everything.
善美的要持守。
To hold on what's good,
各样的恶事要禁戒不做
and to abstain from all that's evil.
所以说，这个神给我们这个生命，我们就有了一个分辨善恶的能力。
So with thy life within us, we can discern what's good and what's evil.
当我们长大成人了以后，我们就能够分辨好歹。
When we become mature, then we can distinguish good from evil.
我们分辨好歹的目的呢，是要我们去远离恶事，让我们只向着神而生活。
And the purpose of being able to distinguish what's good and evil is to be staying away from the evil and to stay close to God.
但是这个善恶树的这个果子吃了以后呢，反而是让我们在经验上头，我们能够经历这个恶。
But in contrast, if we take the fruit from the knowledge of good and evil tree, then all we can do is experiencing that evil.
而且我们也知道这个果子就是后来人整日思想的都是恶。
And as a result, taking that fruit, all we can think of.Are something evil.
我们知道这句话就是在挪亚造方舟，神要他造方舟，神要审判原初的那个世界的时候，圣经告诉我们的一句话，说那个时候人整日思想的都是恶。
This is how God described the people in Noah's time, that all they can think of is evil.
如果我们活在善恶树的里面呢，我们就知道善恶，而且呢，我们去定别人的罪。
So under the tree of a knowledge of good and evil, we live in sins and we condemn others.
如果我们是活在生命树的里头，我们是活在生命的里头呢，我们能够分辨好歹，能够分辨善恶。
So in the tree of life, we distinguish good from evil.
为的是让我们逃避恶事，为的是我们为神而活。
So we can live a life for God and to be far away from sin.
而且我们可以向着那些罪人。仍然在最终生活的人我们可以发慈悲怜悯就像我们的神一样
and to those who live in sin we'll have mercy we'll have love
我们感谢主虽然亚当和夏娃他们因着那样的缘故失败
we thank the Lord even though Adam and Eve failed
但是神在他到了时间的时候差遣他的独生爱子到世上来
but when the time came he sent his beloved son to this world
他降卑他的自己
he humbled himself
倒空了他的神性
emptied himself
成为我们卑微的罪人的样子
And took the form of humble sinners.
而且他是纯心顺服
And he was obedient.
以至于死
To the point of death.
我们知道他这个降卑是一个完全的降卑
We know the way he humbled himself. He humbled himself completely.
他降卑到这个最低的点
He humbled himself to the lowest of low.
所以到了时候，神就将他升为至高
And that when the time comes, he was lifted up.
当他在十字架上为我们死的时候
When he died on the cross
他说了一句话
He said
他说成了
It's accomplished It's finished
耶稣基督把在亚当夏娃身上神没有成就的旨意在十字架上完全的做成了
Jesus Christ had accomplished God's will that were left unfinished in Adam and Eve's life
你知道今天弟兄姊妹我们因着简单的相信我们不用付什么代价我们因着简单的相信我们的罪就得到赦免
You know, today by simple faith that our sins are forgiven
不但如此
Not only so
神的灵就因着信住到了我们的里面
But through faith, His Spirit dwells in us
你看见吗？今天你这个器皿是一个有用的器皿
Today you see yourself as a useful vessel
这个器皿里面不再是空的了
Your vessel is no longer empty
神荣耀的生命住在你的里面
But His glorious life dwells within you
神原初的旨意让他在耶稣基督的里面完全的被成就
His will has been accomplished in Jesus Christ
那么这个生命在我们里边是一个重生的生命
this life is a life of resurrection.
这就是我想说到的这个生命还要注意到的第三个方面。
I think this is a third aspect of this life that I would like to mention to you.
那就是说这个生命要成长。
That this life needs to grow.
它不但是属灵的。
Not only is it a spirit.
来生活在这个灵的生命里边，不但要完全靠着神的恩典。
And not only we need to live this life by His grace alone.
而且这个生命呢，在我们的里面呢，要来长大。
But this life needs to grow in us.
刚才我说到耶稣基督在十字架上这个。这个成就这个救恩呢是一个完全做成的救恩
Earlier we mentioned that his salvation is a complete salvation
他说成了就是完全的成了
When he said it is finished, it is finished
没有留下一点点的工作给你给我再继续来做
There's nothing left for you or I to do
今天我们在属灵生命成长的里面我们也没办法靠自己的努力可以在神的工作上加那么一点点
Today in our spiritual life, we cannot add to God's work
我们只要凭着信心来接受耶稣基督所做成的这个事实。
Only by faith we can receive what he has done.
我们来接受圣灵把耶稣基督所做成的工作交通到我们的主观的里面。
We can receive his work through the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵的交通，圣灵每天在我们身上的工作。
It's through the fellowshiping with the Holy Spirit.And through the work of Holy Spirit,
就把耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的这个客观事实呢，做成我们主观的经历。
He had transferred the work that Jesus Christ had done on the cross into our heart and become our subjective experience.
所以这就是为什么我们属灵生命还要成长。
That's why our spiritual life needs to grow.
所以刚才我们提到，我们的侍奉是根据于这个生命。
Our ministry is based on this life.
那我们能够侍奉多少呢？就是根据于我们这个生命长成的这个身量的大小。
How much we can serve hinge upon how much the spiritual life can grow.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要追求生命的成长。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to pursue the growth of this spiritual life.
不是只是去注意外表的一些工作。
And not to focusing on the work of outwardly work.
我们的生命长到什么地步，我们的力量就如何。
Our strength depends on how big this life grows in us.
那在这个主观生命成长的主观经历方面，我们需要知道什么呢
？In terms of experiencing the growth of this life, what do we need to pay attention to?
加拉太书二章二十节。
In Galatians 2:20,
弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
You are familiar with this verse.
所以那边说到，现在活着的不再是我，而是基督在我里边活着。
There it says that it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
而且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
And it says that the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God.
所以这边特别强调是信神的儿子，或者说神儿子的信而活。
So here it says, the life I live in the body, I live by Christ, by faith in the Son of God.
所以你看见属灵生命的一个最重要的一个原则，大家一定要注意，就是信心。
So here you see an important principle, the principle of faith.
因为刚才我们说过，耶稣基督已经把一切都做成了。
For earlier, we talked about Christ has finished everything.
我们只要有信心，我们就能够来接受。
That by faith we can receive it.
所以耶稣基督说，信神所差来的就是做神的工。
Earlier, Jesus Christ told us that to believe in Jesus, to believe in the Son of God is to work.
不需要我们自己再添什么了。
There's nothing else we can add to it.
这是他客观的一个方面。
That's an objective truth.
那主观的方面呢，就是我们这个属灵生命要成长。
Subjectively, we need to grow in our spiritual life.
属灵生命怎么样子成长呢？
How does your spiritual life grow?
希伯来书十一章六节。
Hebrews 6:11.
说到，到神面前来的人必须要信神是。
11:6. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists.
这个这边说到中文的翻译，还有这个 NIV 都是说他存在哈，他 exist.
Here the translation says he exists.
但是原文却是说到他是，凡到神面前来的人必须要相信他是。
But the original text says that because anyone who comes to him must believe that he is.
他是。
He is.
神的名字就是 I am.
You know God's name is I am.
所以我们今天属灵生命的成长的根据在哪里呢
？So what's the base of our spiritual life?
是信神的儿子。
Is to believe in Son of God.
信什么呢
？What do we believe?
信他是。
To believe that He is what I am.
所以我们知道，
约翰福音这本书呢，是使徒约翰在他快要离世之前写的。
We know the book of John was written by Apostle John in his old age.
我们知道到那个时候，教会的属灵的光景已经开始走下坡路。
We know the condition of the church at that time was not very good.
那个时候宗教的这个活动，宗教的这个外表呢，已经形成了。
At that time, there were much religious activities.
那个时候信主的人慢慢就很容易，就像我前面提到的，我们这个人很容易就陷到律法里面去。
And believers at that time were easily trapped in regulations.
我们这个人很容易陷到工作里面去。
Easily that we fell into our work.
我们很容易去用我们的魂来过一个属灵的生活。
That easily we want to live a spiritual life by our soul.
所以在那个时候，神就借着使徒约翰呢来做恢复的工作。
So it is through the Gospel of John that God wants to do the work of the revival.
所以借着约翰福音呢，他再次把我们带回到那个起初原有的，就是这个耶稣基督神儿子的生命里面。
So through the Gospel of John, he wants to lead us back into Christ's life.
所以今天当我们再来读约翰福音的时候
，So today as we read the Gospel of John,
是再次来提醒我们生命这件事情的重要。
It reminds me again the importance of life.
那我下面很简短的就把这约翰福音里面提到的七个 I am。
And now I want to mention to you the seven I am mentioned in the Gospel of John.
来作为我们属灵生命学习的一个根据。
And I want them to become the basis of our spiritual life.
我们可以很快的来看一下约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to the Bible quickly, chapter 6.
第三十五节。
Verse 35.
这边主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
Here the Lord says, I am the bread of life.
我们知道这个生命哈，一生下来的小孩子，第一个要求是什么？
We know the first requirement of life when the infant was born.
他就是会饿，对不对？
He is hungry.
我们那边最近，我们教会啊，弟兄姊妹那边，他们都是一批一批的生小孩。
In Austin, we tend to produce babies by herds.
所以到了一段时间，我不知道他在翻译。所以隔了一段时间，对，隔了一段时间就有很多的小婴儿出生。
So every once in a while we have a whole bunch of babies.
然后经常呢，你就能听见哇哇哇的婴儿的哭声。
And you can hear them crying.
所以我们知道，很多时候小孩子哭呢，是因为他饿了，他想吃东西。
And we know a lot of time they cry because they're hungry, they want to eat.
所以这边给我们看见生命的第一个特征就是会饿。
So we see the first characteristic of this life is that life is hungry.
就是会吃。
It requires eating. He wants to eat.
你怎么知道你得救了呢？
How do you know that you are saved?
你怎么知道你里面有这个生命呢？
How do you know you have this life within you?
有些时候你会遇见一些聚会的光景。
Sometimes you will see this in the meeting.
你参加一个聚会，那个聚会外表都很好。
That you come to a meeting, everything looks good from outside.
一切事情好像都是按部就班的在那边做。
Everything was orderly.
但是呢，回去了以后呢，你心里面老是觉得不是，就是觉得好像我没有吃饱，今天我没有得到什么东西。
But when you go home, you feel empty inside. You said that I didn't really eat anything.
那你就知道你是一个蒙恩得救的人。
You know you're saved.
当然我不是说那些没有得救的人，他们有些时候到聚会里面来，他们是想听一些好听的道理哈。
There are some who come to church because they want to hear good teaching.
那这个是不同的东西。
That's a different matter.
但是你信了主了以后呢，如果你到一个聚会里边没有听见神的话，没有遇见神的灵呢，你里边就会有一个不满足。
But if you're a true believer, you come to the meeting and you do not meet with God's Spirit, then there's a dissatisfaction in your heart.
有些时候我参加一些查经的这个查经的班，查经班。
Sometimes I go to different Bible study.
那有些聚会的时候，你会发现弟兄姊妹都很用功夫。
And you will, and I find that there are some Bible studies. All the brothers and sisters they study really hard.
他们查了很多的参考书。
They have many different books that they read.
听过了很多的录音带。
They listen to many different tapes.
所以当我们在查考一段圣经的时候，那基本上就把所有关于这个经节怎么解释、它的那个道理、它的神学的意义等等等等，都可以讲得非常的非常的清楚。
So when they study a particular verse, they can give us many teachings and many meanings and many different interpretations.
我不是说这件事情不应该做，不是说那个事情不。
I'm not saying this is not good or this is not right.
但是有些时候我实在是要坦白的讲，有些时候参加这种查经班的时候哈，这个里边的就觉得就是非常死寂。
But sometimes I have to confess that there's a death in my heart when I went to this kind of Bible study.
有时候回去的时候就是觉得，哎呀，我今天在这个聚会里边没有遇见主，里边回去去的时候是空空的，回来的时候好像还是空空的。
And I feel that I go there empty inside, and I come home empty inside still.
如果我们到一个聚会的里面，也许没有多好的道理，也许没有多高深的道理，但是神的同在在那个地方，神的灵，在那个地方喂养我们。
But if we go to a place where there's no good teaching, there's no disciplines, but God's Spirit is there.
像在我们的波饼今天早上的波饼聚会的里面。
Just like in a table meeting time.
我自己的灵就得到了非常丰盛的喂养。
My spirit was fed.
我们的主耶稣基督他是生命的粮。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he's the bread of life.
我们知道我们来读圣经的时候不是要来得到一些道理。
You know, when we study the Bible, it is not we want good teaching.
我们要得到我们耶稣基督的生命。
But we want to gain his life.
他的生命是一个道成肉身的生命。
It's like the life that takes the form of a man.
是我们在信心的眼睛里面可以看得见，信心的手也可以摸得着的一个生命。
His life can be seen with the spiritual eye, can be touched with our spirit.
他不只是一个道理，也不仅仅是高高在上的神，他是我们可亲可近的一位主。
He's not a teaching, nor he a God that's far away from us, but he is the one that we can draw close to.
所以我们一定要学会怎么样子来吃主喝主。
We need to learn how to eat of him and drink of him.
在我自己最初读圣经的时候，受到非常好的一个带领。
When I first started studying the Bible,
我得到非常好的带领。
I received a really good teaching.
那年长的弟兄就教导我们说，读圣经一方面你要知道圣经的基本的事实。
There was an elder brother who taught us that on one hand, you need to know the basic truth in the Bible.
另外一方面呢，你一定要像蜜蜂采花蜜一样，这样子来吃主的话。
But on the other hand, you need to be like a bee with a flower. You need to eat of his word.
不要太多的去追求解释，不要太多的去追求问题的解答。
Do not pursue after answers or interpretations.
你要有了问题，你就把问题交给主，说就问问主，主啊，你到了你的合适的时候，你愿意告诉我，你就告诉我。
If you have a question, take that question to the Lord.And tell the Lord that, give me the answer when you see fit.
但是你就像蜜蜂采花蜜一样，就来反复的咀嚼，反复的思想，反复的在灵里边来借着相信呢，来消化神的话。
But like a bee, you need to regurgitate, you need to digest.
当你尝到了一点甜头的时候，你就停在那个地方；听到一点花蜜的时候，你就停在那个地方。
When you taste the sweetness, dwell on it.
然后你会发现神的话真的就是那样可以滋润你的心可以来喂养你的生命
Then you will find out God's word can really touch your heart and nourish your heart
主耶稣不但说他的身体他的肉是可吃的也说他的血是可喝的
Lord Jesus tells us that his flesh can be eaten and his blood can be drank
为什么需要喝他的血
Why do we need to drink of his blood
那我们也知道神的话不仅仅是来鼓励我们来喂养我们
We know his words not only nourish us and encourage us
有些时候神的话也是来矫正我们
His words also for correction
来光照我们
To shine light upon us
那到这个时候当你灵里面蒙了光照的时候
When our spirit receives his light
当你发现你的灵里面有亏欠的时候
When we find out we are falling short of his glory
那个时候不是我们懊悔我们再去努力改好的时候
That is not the time to strive and to try to improve ourselves
不是去做一些什么事情
It is not a time to do something
那个时候就是因着信我们来领受主耶稣基督的宝血
But by faith we'll receive his blood
也是在希伯来书第九章那边第十四节说他的血可以洗净我们的良心
In Hebrews 9:14 it says that his blood can cleanse our conscience
可以除去我们的死刑
Can take awaythe acts that lead to death
好使我们可以来服侍这位永生的神
cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God
所以吃这件事情非常重要你吃什么呢
therefore the matter of eating is important so what do you eat
很多弟兄姊妹有些时候喜欢去读很多的书籍
many brothers and sisters like to read many books
这都非常好
it's good
但是我们要知道最好的就是你要直接来吃主喝主
But we need to know that the best is still our Lord Himself. We need to eat of Him and drink of Him.
我们的神是何等的乐意把他自己启示给我们。
Our God is willing to reveal Himself to us.
什么时候当我们到神面前来询问的时候，他就很乐意把他的问题，把我们的问题来给我们解答。
Whenever we come to inquire of Him, He is more than happy to answer our questions.
神从来不偏待人。
He does not show favoritism.
很多时候我觉得尤其是在我讲到这方面的学习的时候我有很多的挣扎
especially in the matter of me learning how to, learning how to preach, there are many difficulties and struggles.
很多的时候我说神啊，我不行，我不能讲。
Many times I tell the Lord, I cannot do this myself.
但是每次当有需要的时候，但是我一到神面前来一寻求的时候
，But every time when I come and inquire and ask of the Lord,
神还是把他的话很那个清楚的来啊赐给我。
Every time I come to inquire of him, he still gives me his words very clearly.
我相信圣经上说的，神是不偏待人的。
I truly believe what the Bible says. God does not show favoritism.
不是因为谁更属灵、更讨主的喜悦，他就把他的话赐给他。
Not because one is more spiritual, one is more pleasing to the Lord that the Lord gives him.
神多么渴望亚当和夏娃他们能够把他们的问题带到神面前来。
How God had wished that Adam and Eve had brought their questions before Him.
我们要到神的面前来，把我们的问题给他，他就来用他自己的话来喂养我们。
Today we need to bring our problems to Him so that He can nourish us with His own word.
所以这是吃。
It's a matter of eating.
约翰福音第八章十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
我是世界的光。
I'm the light of the world.
光是用来做什么呢？
What's the function of this light?
光是用来显明。
Light is to reveal.
用来光照我们的道路。
It to shine on the way that we walk on.
我们知道今天这个世界是充满了黑暗。
We know this world is full of darkness.
当然我们知道最黑暗的地方是在我们的人心里。
However, we know the darkest place is in our heart.
这是为什么我们的主说他是世界的光。
That's why our Lord says he is the light of the world.
你知道当人不认识自己的时候我们就是 去定别人的罪
You know when we do not know of ourselves then we tend to condemn other people
约翰福音第八章一开始那个被抓住的那个淫妇
The adulterer in chapter 8
就让我们看见我们人是何等的不认识我们的自己
That story shows how we do not know ourselves
今天也是一样
Today is the same
当我们一直活在魂里边活在知识的里面的时候
When we live in our spirit and our soul
当我们活在分别善恶知识树的那个果实的里面 的时候
When we still live under the tree of knowledge of good and evil
我们里边是何等的黑暗
How dark it is in our heart
主耶稣说我就是世界的光
But the Lord Jesus declared I am the light of the world
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走
Whoever follow me will never walk in darkness
必要得着生命的光
But we'll have the light of life
我们要注意我们里边生命的感觉
We need to pay attention to this life.
我们需要注意神借着他的话语，圣灵借着他的话语，在我们心里边所发射的这个光。
Through the Spirit of God, we need to pay attention to this light.
在我们的追求的里面，我们要来寻求光。
In our pursuit after the Lord, we need to pay attention to this light.
约翰福音第十章。
Chapter 10.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他说我是羊的门
so, I am the gate for the sheep
第十一节这边说到我是好牧人
so,
好牧人为羊舍命
11 says I am the good shepherd The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep
这两个方面 这两个方面呢他是 在一个这个比喻里边讲到
These two aspects were mentioned in the same parable
他这边提到他是羊的门的时候
Here he says, I am the gate for the sheep.
特别提到了一个方面的我们需要知道的一个方面。
There's one important aspect of that.
那就是说我们听我们认得我们牧人的声音。
He also mentioned that we recognize his voice.
所以这是听。
It's a matter of listening.
我们的生命需要听。
Our life requires listening.
我们需要听我们主的声音。
We need to hear of his voice.
神给了我们这个生命我们这个生命就有一个分辨的能力
When we receive his life Our life has power to distinguish
你知道在我刚信主没多久以后刚到美国来没有多久我在信了主到美国来没有多久呢只是为了神非常的火热
When I first believed in the Lord I had such a zeal for him in my heart
所以那个时候见到很多的弟兄姊妹只要是信主耶稣的在一起就非常的开心
And I had such a joy within me whenever I see other believers.
所以有一天我在校园里面走的时候，碰见一个在那边散单张的一个弟兄。
And one day I was walking on campus, and I met a brother who was giving out flyers.
我就好高兴，我说我也是基督徒啊。
And I told him, "Hey, I'm also a Christian."
哦，他一我们交通就非常的快乐。
And we fellowship, and there was such a joy.
后来他们说，那我可不可以到你们家去看望你？我说可以。
And the person said, "Can I come and visit your family?" And they said, "Sure."
来了。
And he came.
不是一个，来了四个。
Not just one person, but four.
那就到我们家里边一同交通，一同祷告。
So we pray together, we fellowship.
很高兴。
We had such a joy.
后来有一位弟兄一直留下来，过了后半夜，我们谈得很晚。
And there was a brother who stayed past midnight.
本来交通的都很开心的。
And in the beginning, we're all happy.
但是后来慢慢，他又开始谈到一些事情。
But he started mentioning some other matters.
开始谈到了一些什么关于教会的道路的问题。
He started talking about the way of the church.
我不知道为什么，在他开始谈的时候，我里边就开始有一个害怕出来。
And at the time, for some reason, there was such a fear in my heart.
那我也跟他问，我说为什么会是这样啊？这样，但是呢，他是很属灵、很懂圣经，而且很肯定的跟我讲是怎么回事。
And this brother, he was very spiritual when he talked about a lot of matters.
那后来他又给我好多，他要让我读好多的书，也给我一本专门的一本圣特别翻译的一本圣经。
He gave me many books and he gave me many interpretations.
但是我就是很害怕。
But I had such a fear in my heart.
我里面有一个说不出来的害怕。
I had a fear that cannot be spoken.
我后来就去找年长的弟兄。
And I went to the elders in my church.
他们也不跟我讲到底是他们是什么问题。
They did not say what kind of problem it is.
他们就说，如果你害怕的话，你就把你的这个书还给他，然后跟弟兄说谢谢，然后我们就。
And they only told me that if you have this unknown fear in your heart, then simply return those books and don't read them, and tell him thank you.
Yeah, 感谢主。从那个时候我就开始就跟他们就没有接触。
And from that point on, I did not have any contact with them.
如果我们注意听我们圣灵在里边给我们微小的声音
，If we listen carefully the voice of the Holy Spirit,
我们就能够蒙到保护。
Then we can be protected.
因为我们的主说他是羊的门。
For he is the gate for the sheep.
他没有说他是羊圈的门。
He did not say he is the gate for the fold.
他是羊的门。
The gate for the sheep.
他是全部。
He is all.
我们是主的羊的话，我们就全部都在他里面。
If we are his sheep, we are in him.
他是羊的门，他是一个全部的生命。
He is the gate. He is complete.
我是好牧人，为羊舍命。
So I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
好牧人是为我们舍命的。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
我们怎么配得他来为我们舍命？
We are not worthy for him to lay down his life for us.
但是他已经为我们舍了命。
But he already did so.
所以我们心中不用害怕。
So no longer we need to fear.
我们会有这个永远的把握。
We have this forever assurance.
他说二十九节，他说我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里边把他们夺去。
Verse 29 says, My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
28节他说谁也不能把他把不不能从我手里把他们夺去。
And verse 28 says, No one can snatch them out of my hand.
我们有这个把握。
This is our assurance.
我们有这个确实的把握，得救的把握。
We have this assurance of salvation.
我们人需要一个安全感。
We all need to feel safe.
在我跟我姊我太太我们刚来美国那段时间的时候，我们有很多的冲突。
When my wife and I first came to States, we had a lot of fights.
主要的原因是因为那个时候我不了解她心中的一些感觉。
It's because at the time I did not understand her feelings.
她刚到美国来，到一个新的环境，然后呢，面临很多很多的不确定的东西。她有刚刚信主。
When she first came to stay, she was a new believer. She was facing a lot of uncertainties.
所以她心中没有这个安全感。
So she did not feel safe with it.
那你知道，作为一个弟兄，比较刚强的弟兄，一般不太会去注意姊妹里边这种感觉。
And you know, being a brother, being a guy, we do not pay that much attention.
我就说没有什么可怕的嘛，我们都是信主啊，我们都在主的手里，一切主都会预备的。
And I said, there's nothing to be afraid of. We're all believers, and God will protect us.
那我就是一直忙着服侍啊、追求啊、读书啊这些事情。
And I was busy in my own studying and serving the Lord.
直到有一天，神光照我。
Until one day, God has shown His light to me.
我才发现，我必须要放下一些东西。
That God has shown me that I need to let go something.
我必须要放下我自己的一些东西。我必须要为他舍弃一些东西。
I had to lay down.Part of me, I had to lay down part of me.
我们的好牧人为我们舍命，从此我们就知道神爱我们，而且爱我们到底。
Our good shepherd lays down his life for us, and through which we know he loves us.
尤其是在弟兄跟姊妹的关系、夫妻的关系里头，也要注意弟兄比较刚强的弟兄呢，你要让你的姊妹知道你爱他呢，不但只是口头上，而且你要真的要为他要舍弃一些东西。
It is also in the relationship between husband and wife.For the husband to lay down what he has for him.
所以我们看到生命的四个方面，我们要吃，我们要看， 我们要能够听，而且我们要有个安全感，我们要有保护。
So we see four different aspects of this life that we need to eat, we need to see it, we need to hear it, and we need to have this, we need to feel secure within.
约翰福音十一章说到，我就是复活，我就是生命。
Chapter 11 says, I am the resurrection and the life.
这个可以说是我们属灵生命成长的最关键的点。
And this is the critical point of our spiritual growth.
当我们做一个婴孩的时候，我们的爸爸妈妈什么都照顾得很好，我们吃喝看听保护都神都给了我们。
When we were infants, our parents took care of me. They gave us something to eat, to drink. They protect us.
当你属灵生命成长到一个阶段的时候，你会突然发现，好像神并不是那样听你的祷告。
And when your spiritual life grows to a certain degree, all of a sudden you find out that it seems like God does not listen to your prayers anymore.
有些时候，你困难的环境好像并没有减少，而是越祷告越增加。
Sometimes it seems like the difficult circumstance had increased instead of decreased the more you pray.
有些时候，你为着神做大事的一些愿望，一些好的愿望，非常好的愿望，好像屡屡受到挫折。
Sometimes you have such a desire to work for the Lord, but He put many obstacles in front of you.
这是因为神要我们的属灵生命能够真正的成长。
It is because God wants our spiritual life to grow.
这个成长的最大的障碍就是我们的魂生命，就是我们的肉体，就是我们的己。
The greatest obstacle to the growth of this life is our flesh, ourself.
所以神要借着死，借着我们经历他的死，经历十字架的功课，经历十字架的对付，来把我们的生命往前带一步。
Only through death, through experiencing the cross,that ourselves can be dealt with.
要不然我们还觉得自己非常的坚强。
Otherwise, we feel we are so strong.
我非常喜欢 C.S. Lewis 的一句话。
I really like a saying by C.S. Lewis.
他说 Nothing, 你可以念这一段。
He said, Nothing that you have not given away will ever really be yours. Nothing that has not died will ever be raised from the dead.
他说未曾失去的你不能真正的拥有。
So nothing that you have not truly have not given away will never really be yours.
没有死去的，没有死过的，不会复活更新。
So nothing that has not died will ever be raised from the dead.
今天神把他的永远荣耀的生命赐给我们。
Today he has given his glorious life to us.
是他在我们的里面。
He is in us.
他不是只是来帮助我们改善我们的旧的生命。
Not to improve us.
旧的生命
help us.
旧的生命必须得死去。
But our old life has to die.
旧的生命已经死了在地位上头。
It is dead already.
但是在经历上头我们也一样要经历这个真正的死去。
In our experience, we need to experience that death.
如果我旧有的生命不衰微不死去的话，
If our old life does not decrease, does not decay,
神这个复活大能的生命就没有办法从我们身上彰显出来。
Then his resurrection and his life cannot be shown forth from us.
但是我们人何等的愚昧。
But how foolish we are.
很多时候我们就凭着自己的魂要来过一个得胜的生活。
Like our soul, we want to live a victorious life.
你知道有一个弟兄也是个真实的故事。
You know, there's a brother.
他是一个非常爱主的弟兄。
He truly loves the Lord.
他是50年代清华大学毕业。
In the 50s, he graduated from the university.
在他读书的时候他就在那边为主大发热心传福音带了很多人得救。
That in his young age, he led many people to the Lord.
不但是在清华大学，而是在北京大学那一片都带起了有查经班。
Not only in his own college, but also in other universities in the northern part of China.
后来到了57年的时候呢，遇见反右斗争。
In 57, the Cultural Revolution started.
Anti-rightism. 所以他就被抓进监狱里边去。
And he was jailed.
一直关到1979年。
And he was jailed until 1979.
所以他在监狱里边，他就非常的不服气。
And he was angry while he was in jail.
他说我坐了这么多年牢，就是因为我是信主的，就是因为我是基督徒。
He said, I was in prison for so many years because I was Christian.
你们瞧不起我是不是？
Do you look down on me?
等我出去以后，我要做给你们看看，告诉你们看看基督徒是一个什么样子的人。
He said, one day, if I leave the jail, I will show you who I truly am.
所以后来果然79年他被放出来了以后。
And by 1979, when he was released,
他是很聪明的一个人。
He is a very smart person.
他三个月一个小发明，五个月一个大发明，他非常的有成就。
In 3 months, in 1 year, he has many patents.
取得了非常大的成就，所以他那个地位提升的也很快。
So he was elevating his social statue.
他就经常去北京开这个有可能是政协会议，政治协商会议。
And he was involved in political movements.
而且他也为主非常的刚强啊。
And he was also strong for the Lord.
每次在那个参加这种会议的时候呢，每次吃饭的时候，桌子上饭桌上就他一个人还要谢饭祷告。
whenever he goes to the political meetings, he will be the only person who pray before everybody.
他不是说只是默默地祷告，他要带大家一起祷告。
So not only he prayed by himself, but he asked everybody else to pray with him.
而且小组发言之前呢，他要先祷告，然后再发言。
And before his little group has meeting, he will always pray before the meeting.
非常的刚强。
He was very strong.
直到有一天，他从北京开完会回来就病了。
And one day after he came back from his meetings, he got sick.
本来是一个小的小小的感冒。
It was a cold.
后来这个病就越来越严重，越来越严重。
It was getting worse.
到了有一天呢，他那个浑身肌肉呢就已经全部不能动。
And one day he was paralyzed.
所以呢，连说话呀、流眼泪啊，什么都不能做。
And he couldn't open his mouth. He couldn't blink his eyes.
那政府也很照顾他，把他送到最好的医院，用最好的大夫来给他治病。
He was sent to the best hospital.
但是他还是没有办法。
But there was nothing to do.
医生跟他的家人说，我们这种病人见过好几个了，他大概只有几个月活头。
The doctor says, you know, we have seen patients like this, and he only has a few months left.
后来这位姊妹就心里面蛮着急，她就去找一位，在属灵上头很有生命的一位老弟兄。
And his wife was sorrowful inside, and she went to look for an elderly brother.
那这位老弟兄呢，就去看望他。
And this elderly brother went to visit him.
他说在那个时候去看望了他几次，为他祷告，然后有一天的时候呢，突然这个弟兄好像用眼睛示意，好像就是想让这位老弟兄到他的跟前来。
And one day when he went to pray for this brother, using his eyes, he signaled this brother to come before him.
当这位老弟兄凑到他跟前去的时候，好像听着他确确实实在那边想挣扎着想说话。
And he struggled to whisper words.
他后来果然就在那边用这个很挣扎的声音哈，他就把约翰福音第十三章第一节的那句话说出来。
And with much struggle he uttered the words from John chapter 13 verse 1.
他说他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
It says having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
他大概用了两分半钟的时间把这么短短的一句话很挣扎的说出来。
It took him 2.5 minutes to finish this verse.
当他说完这句经节以后，
after he finished,
然后他就流出眼泪来，
he started crying.
然后他的太太他的姊妹就非常的高兴，
and his wife was joyful.
因为那个时候他其实什么都不能做，根本就不能流眼泪，所以一看他有流眼泪的话呢，就知道他已经有希望。
And she took that as a sign of him being recovering.
但后来神果然就让他又重新恢复过来。
And in due time, he recovered.
然后他就跟这位老弟兄讲。
And he told his elderly brother.
他说我以前真是愚昧。
He said, I was foolish before.
他说我是在用那样子的，凭我自己的意志，用我自己的热心，想来为主做见证。
It was by my will, by my strength, I want to serve him. I want witness for him.
但是我就是那样子做，那样子刚强的为主做见证，结果我周围没有一个人得救。
But even I testify in that way, no one around me had ever been saved.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他让我得了这场恩典的病。
He had given me a sickness from grace.
靠着这个病，他里边被主彻底的把他破碎。
Through this sickness, his old self has been taken down, broken by the Lord.
所以他知道，从今以后，他的这个生命是靠着恩典来生活。
So from that point on, his life is only through grace.
不是靠自己的能力。
It's not by his effort.
不是靠自己的热心。
Not by his zeal.
是要靠着神的怜悯来生活。
But by God's grace.
没过多久，他周围就开始有很多的人蒙恩得救。
And not long after that, many people were saved around him.
耶稣基督就是复活，就是生命。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the resurrection and the life.
这个十字架的功课是我们一生的功课。
The lesson of the cross is a lesson of life.
也是我们得荣耀的一个凭据。
It is also our assurance of having his glory.
我没有时间讲后面两点。
I don't have time to mention you the two other aspects, the two I am.
第十四章讲到我就是道路真理生命，十四章六节。
14 verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
第十五章第一节讲到我就是真葡萄树。
And 15 verse 1 says, I am the true vine.
我只希望大家看到一个事实。
I want to see one thing.
如果我们不经过十字架的工作，
if we are not dealt by the cross,
如果我们没有经过这个死而复活的这个经历，
if we do not have the experience of resurrection,
我们谈不到走道路，
then we cannot talk about walking.
我们没有办法在真理和生命里边来走道路，
that we cannot walk in truth and spirit.
我们有的就是言语的争辩，
Or we have our words.
我们有的就是生命的贫穷。
Or we have the poorness of this life.
我们那个时候所谓的坚持的道路，不过是走向死亡的道路。
The way that we hold on to is no more than a way that leads to death.
主是真葡萄树。
He is the true vine.
住在他里边呢，就可以为主多结果子。
Only the one who lives in him can bear fruits for him.
如果不经过十字架的破碎，
if you are not broken by the cross,
如果不愿意接受十字架在你身上的工作，
if you are not willing to receive the work by the cross,
我们不知道如何住在主里面，
then we cannot abide in him.
我们不知道如何来为主结果子，
we cannot bear fruits for him.
所以我们愿意神来增加我们的信心，
may the Lord increase our faith.
愿神来给我们更多的怜悯和恩典。
May He give us much more grace and mercy.
让我们愿意接受神所量给我们的环境。
So we are willing to receive the environment He has put before us.
愿意在每一件事上来接受他所给我们的这个功课。
So that in all things we may learn from Him.
让我们愿意失去。
May we be willing to lose.
愿意死去。
To die.
好让耶稣基督复活的生命。可以来在我们身上得以彰显
so that his resurrection can be manifest through us
让他来得到一切的荣耀
so that he can gain all of the glory
让我们一起祷告
let's pray together
我们的主我们的神我们感谢你
our Lord our God we thank you
我们把这些不完全的话语再次交在你的手中
we commit this incomplete words into your hand
我们承认人的话语没有办法帮助人
We know men's words cannot help one another.
但是你的话语却是大有能力的。
But your words is full of power.
你的话语就是灵，就是生命。
Your word is spirit, is life.
你的生命就是我们的生命的粮。
You are the bread of life.
你就是我们在世上行走的光。
You are the light of this world.
你就是我们的门。
You are our gate.
你就是我们的好牧人。
You are our good shepherd.
你就是我们的复活。
You are our resurrection.
你也就是我们的道路。
You are our way.
我们感谢你
We thank you
我们承认这一切也不是靠着我们自己能够到你的跟前来
We confess that it's not by our own effort that we can come before you
是你先降卑了你的自己来住到我们的心中
But you first humble yourself and choose to dwell in our heart
你说你是住在高天至大宝座上的神
You are the God on the throne in the heaven
你也与心灵谦卑痛悔的人同居
But you also dwell with a humble and sorrowing heart
愿意我们都能够成为谦卑与神同行的人。
We will humble ourselves and walk with God.
这样我们才可以知道怎么样子能够行公义、好怜悯。
When we know of your mercy and your righteousness.
我们才可以在世上为你做一个荣耀的见证。
When we testify for you.
愿你增加，愿我们衰微。
May you increase, may we decrease.
祝福我们的弟兄姊妹。
Bless our brothers and sisters.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.